Amen. We're fighting for his presence. We're removing the powers of darkness so his presence, his dominion in everything we do. You know, we always have to be careful not grieving the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's the simple things that grieve the Holy Spirit, and sometimes it's our foolish things that grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when you're worshiping the Lord, you know when you touch his heart is when your heart's touched. Does everybody get it? See, so we don't want to compromise our worship. It's personal. Even though we come corporately, it's still personal. See, so many times people just take it as routine. If you're truly a worshiper and a lover of his presence, you'll worship until you break. When you break, you touch his heart, and your heart's been touched. Now you have peace, joy, and righteousness. Everything that's been bothering you is gone. You don't give a hoot. Amen? Does everybody get it? See, this is where we want to reach every time we come together and worship. But, you know, sometimes offense and unforgiveness and bitterness and these things prevent an individual from breaking. Pride is the number one thing that prevents an individual from breaking. What's God looking for? A broken heart. Amen? Why? Because he knows he can work with us. A hardened heart's a hard one. Amen? It's hard. And one of the things the enemy does is try to bring a hardened heart so then you just do a form of worship and not truly worship. See, I'm telling you right now, 60% of the body of Christ worships out of their mind, not out of the heart. Because if people worshiped out of the heart, the fruits of the Spirit would be there all the time. All the time. They wouldn't be living for themselves. They're not fighting for themselves. They're fighting for the presence of God. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children, and walk in what? Walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking or coarse jesting, which is not fitting, but rather a giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Do not be what? Partakers with them. What's he say? Walk in love, not lust. Walk as children of light. Have no fellowship with deception and the desires of the flesh. Expose them. Amen? Expose them. Be careful of what your associations are, because associations brings impartations. Amen? Be careful what you agree with in conversations. Be careful. Look at, let's go to verse 8. For you were once darkness, but you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Is rebellion an unfruitful work of darkness? Yes. Very much. See, people compromise that rebellious state of being. They compromise it. They think it's okay. They justify being rebellious. But it's darkness. It's evil. Ooh, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in what? Secret. Like nobody knows. God doesn't know. He can't see it. Oh, he knows it all. Ain't nothing hidden. He knows the intents of the heart. He knows the thoughts. He knows everything that's being done, no matter what. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Ooh. This is the freedom walk. Everyone say freedom walk. And what does it do? It exposes bondages. You know, it exposes self-delusions. It exposes things of vanity and pride. And it exposes these things. And one of the things it does is submits to authority and respects one another. In other words, shows respect to each individual. Amen. Genesis 17 and verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be what? Blameless. Walk before me and be what? Blameless. And what he said, and I'll make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. Why? Because of covenant. Everyone say covenant. Well, how do you maintain covenant? You must walk before him in blameless. That's what maintains covenant. People break covenant and don't even realize they've broken covenant. So covenant came to be manifested between man and God by walking blameless before God. That's called a freedom walk. Why? You're walking in what? Freedom. Oh, Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, he who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized in Christ, Jesus were baptized into his what? Death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the what? Walk in what? Newness of life. That's where the word is fulfilled. Old things pass away and all things become what? New. New. See, because one of the things as a covenant-keeping child, born of the Spirit, disciple of God, we look for revelation every day. We're looking for fresh revelation from God every day. Something that God is doing, he wants you to know that he's there, he's a part of something. We're looking for that. Why? Because it keeps you connected, refreshed, and renewed. You know, we went to go pray for Pastor John in the hospital yesterday. And when we left, we got in an elevator, and one of the guys from Harvest Time International was with us, and he had his shirt on, and there was a guy in the elevator and said, oh, you're from Harvest Time International. And my wife, Kate, looked at this dude who asked him. He said, hey, she said, hey, aren't you on YouTube? And the guy says, yes, and he's a part of a company that they go around and they make gardens, like your front lawn, they turn into edible gardens and stuff like that. And we're supposed to, and they're having an event here this Saturday. You have to buy tickets. And we've been trying to get with the head of this guy, head of this company, and he's one of the head guys. And here he is, right in our elevator. So we got to talk to each other and introduce each other. And the thing he says to me, he says, "We're going to change the world." I said, "Amen, brother." You talk about, that's not a coincidence. That was a divine intervention from God. Here the guy is stuck with me in an elevator. He couldn't escape. If that elevator moved a little bit slower, I'd have had more to say. But anyways, you know, just something like that was like, wow, my wife and I are looking at each other. Oh, gosh, this is awesome. And here we are going to be there at this event this Saturday so we can promote humus oil. Oh, verse 5. "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." He who has what? Oh, it's a good day to die. He who has died to themselves, he who is able to deny themselves. See, self has an excuse for everything. Always. So pride protects what? Self. "Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over us. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to what? God." This is how we should live. "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be what? Dead, indeed to sin, but also alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in you." Now, is rebellion sin? Yes, it's a presence of evil. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in you, in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust or its desires. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under the plan of grace or the plan of escape." Amen? So, again, I just, this is just so powerful. We're to walk in the newness of life. Now, one of the things that assists us in the newness of life is knowledge of God. Amen? Knowledge. Knowledge of truth. Knowledge of the true reality. Knowledge of the truth of the past, present, and future. You know, many people go to psychics and all kinds of other things. We read horoscopes, try and find their future. We're living in our future. It's already started. Why? Because we're going to be dead to the old, so we're living in our future right now. Is it going to get better? Yes. Yes. But you must let go of the old to maintain the future. See, if you're not willing to let go of the old and all the present garbage that's of this world and all the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, you can't advance into the future. You'll be stuck in the present. And that's a false reality. Does everybody understand that? That's not freedom walk. That's bondage walk. That's deception walk. And many people are walking in it and don't even know it. Freedom walk. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Freedom. But don't use this freedom as an advantage for the flesh or an excuse for the flesh. Romans 13, verse 11. "And do this knowing that the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk what? Properly. That means in divine order. So these are freedom walks. Walking in love, amen. Walking in the light. Walking before God blameless. This is how you maintain freedom walk. Walk properly. In other words, in divine order. If you're not in divine order, then you're in disorder. As in the day, not as in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness, not in lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust or its what? Desires. Walk properly. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And I say, then walk in the what? Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. Well, if you're walking in the Spirit, are you walking in freedom? Amen. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish or desire. Amen. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law of sin and death, which is bondage. In other words, you're walking out of freedom. People walk out of freedom and into bondage quickly, sometimes multiple times out of the day. Does everybody understand? Walk in the Spirit is walking in the presence of the eternal presence of God. It's in the Spirit. It's a freedom walk. You're free, but not... See, because we're free doesn't mean that we take advantage of this freedom. We protect this freedom with righteousness. We protect it, holiness, blameless. We protect it. We don't want it contaminated. Amen? We want to walk free. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to what? Walk what? Worthy. Worthy of the calling with which you were called. With all what? Lowliness. That means humbleness. And gentleness. With long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the what? Unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men, talents, abilities. To fulfill a purpose in the call. It's his purpose, but you have a calling to fulfill his purpose. Amen? Hallelujah. Walk worthy of your calling. Not in someone else's calling. Your calling. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to what? Walk. And do what? Please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, your separation unto him. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of one of you should know how to possess his mouth, his vessel, in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. that no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother or sister in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but to what? Holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So in this, we are to walk in the way of pleasing God. So in other words, self-examination. Are you walking according to what pleases God? Are you walking in divine order? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. Says, therefore, what? Come out from among them and be separate, be sanctified, be set apart to the Lord, says the Lord, and don't touch what's unclean, don't think what's unclean, don't agree what's unclean, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. See, this freedom walk takes walking in the fear of God, reverence, honor, and respect. If you can't respect humanity, you certainly can't respect God. Hallelujah. You know people that are walking in freedom and people that are walking bound. It's real easy to determine. You don't have to go up and ask them. They're going to tell you you're free. They'll lie right to your face even though they don't think they're lying. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is what? Light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in what? Darkness. Is deception darkness? Is pride darkness? Is rebellion darkness? Is offense darkness? Is bitterness darkness? Is unforgiveness darkness? Then we lie and don't practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ his son cleanses us from all sin. Now I'm going to share something with you, because sometimes people don't get this. So this is how the blood is activated. So if you repent and you're walking according to this, not walking in darkness. Does everybody understand? If you're still walking in darkness and repent, the blood is not activated. Does everybody understand it? It's like a person living in fornication, and they're repenting for living in fornication, but they continue in it. Can God forgive that person? No, not until they come away from it. Does everybody get it? You must walk away from the darkness and not associate with it for the blood to be activated. Is everybody, so many people are trying to, well, I've repented. You know, I've counseled with people. They repent every weekend. Or maybe every Sunday or Monday. But then they party again every Friday. See, doing the same thing over and over and over is not repentance. Repentance means turn away. Hallelujah. Turn away. If they say they have fellowship, but compromise, manipulate, exaggerate, lie, then they walk in darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John chapter 2. Again, in verse 90, he who says that he is in the light and hates his brothers or sisters is in what? Darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded their eyes. Darkness blinds, doesn't it? Hallelujah. That's the walkness of bondage, not the walk of freedom. Freedom walk is essential. That's why everything's happening right now, all shaking and quaking. You're going to be challenged, and you're going to be exposed. Every one of us, no matter what. God is looking for genuine, 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 genuine. And I'm going to close at Jude 1. Jude 1, verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all. He's coming with his saints to execute judgment on all. Woo-hoo. To convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. I think some of that's happening right now. A lot of people have been mocking God, and they've been dying right on the spot. Man, you should see what's going on. I just sent some videos that's going on in Mecca. Flooding. They're that black cube, which is nothing but a demonic cursed item, which they worship. Flooding, bugs, people. They've been chased out of there by the cockroaches and grasshoppers and all kinds of stuff. People don't realize it. This is God's judgment to them. It's been, the desert's getting flooded in certain places. It's crazy. China's been flooded like crazy. Places have been destroyed, flooded. Red skies, red water, like blood. All over the earth, things are happening. God's judgment. This is not political stuff. This is biblical stuff. Verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts or desires. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how they told you that there would be what? Mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. In other words, they're not walking in the freedom. They have no walk of the freedom. They might have walked according, they're not walking in the Spirit anymore. They're walking in the flesh. They've allowed now their own abilities and talents to overtake the leading of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then some have compassion, make a distinction. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever and forever and forever. And everybody said amen. Amen. The freedom walk. In other words, examine yourself. Are you really walking in freedom? Or is there more that you need to be free from? Amen. And if you're not willing to be honest with yourself, God won't speak to you. Hello? You'll hear every other voice. You'll think it's God, but those are familiar spirits that love to come and press in. and mislead people. And they think that they're hearing from God when they're really not. Amen. We want to walk in freedom, not bondage. We want to walk in the blessings of God, not the curses of the enemy. Remember, the devil can't curse you. He causes you to curse yourself by rebellion, disobedience, things that we say and things that we agree with. So be careful, because things are getting tighter in every area. Genuine. You must ask yourself, are you really genuine? And if you're not, you need to do something about it quickly, because time's running out. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask for your mercies and grace and counsel, correction, and direction that we may be genuine in everything that we do, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.